Now, as we heard earlier, Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a naval ceasefire in the Black Sea in parallel talks with the United States over 3 days in Saudi Arabia. But it remains unclear when the truce will be implemented. The White House said that Kyiv and the Kremlin had agreed to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force and prevent the use of commercial vehicles for military purposes in the Black Sea. It's not the peace promised by Donald Trump or even the proposal President Zelensky had agreed to, but can it deliver a peaceful future for the Ukraine? We're joined by Ivana Klimpush-Zinzadeh, Ukrainian MP and chair of the Committee of Ukraine's Integration into the European Union. It isn't perhaps the peace you might hope for, but what is your understanding or what is your hope for what has been agreed?
Well, definitely, this is not about peace. This is about some type of ceasefire, but I'm worried how it will be monitored, how it will be implemented. I am worried that it seems that Russia has been promised a lot of concessions and assistance to get out from the isolation and sanction pressure that it has been experiencing because of its attacks, because of its terror, because of its military crimes over these years. But that seems to be going to be lifted with the assistance of the United States.
Can you let us know when this ceasefire, this truce might be implemented?
Well, that's a big question. I think it is also a big question for Ukrainian people and Ukrainian citizens, because we are watching the news and we are not being provided with more information than anybody, through the media or through the official statements on the White House and the official statements on other sources.
I suppose the question is, when does Russia stop striking at Ukraine targets and when does Ukraine stop striking at Russian targets? And that seems unclear. And also, and maybe we can just talk about the caveats that appear to have been imposed by the Kremlin around the lifting of sanctions. Are these in President Trump's gift or are these in the gift of the European Union? And how should they act?
Well, we've seen that Kremlin has put up the list of the like oil refineries and different other energy targets that should not be supposedly attacked. But at the same time, how do you distinguish when they are attacking the residential buildings and hospitals or schools? And that is worrisome that somehow this supposed ceasefire does not cover stopping of the terror of the Russian Federation across the country. That's first thing with regards to the to those conditionalities that Kremlin has put forward and supposedly Washington D.C. has promised to work on. I think this has to be coordinated and worked with and heard about the position of the European Union and other free world countries that have been working tirelessly on pressuring the aggressor over this period of time. And I cannot believe that this can be like one-sided decision of the United States.
Ivana Klimpush-Zinzadeh, thank you very much indeed for joining us.